T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to your 5 o'clock hour. Welcome to what is hopefully a trip home to watch a whole bunch of things tonight. I mean, look at your choices. You're going to get Giants baseball, you're going to get A's baseball, and you got Warriors basketball on a night where they're taking on the Phoenix Suns without Draymond Green or Andre Iguodala. Both are going to be sitting tonight, healthy rests, as they go to take on a team that has lost 11 in a row. The Warriors have won 12 in a row. I wonder if that's one of the biggest streak differences in NBA history. A 23-game difference.
Right.
One team's won 12 in a row. The other's lost 11 in a row. I would say something's got to give, but no, something's got to be beaten severely tonight. That's what has to happen.
It's possible.
Klay Thompson, he says he loves the Sun. Great, because you're going to be surrounded by them and their fans tonight, and hopefully the Warriors get it done. We were just talking a little bit about names, the power of a name, the names that are now going out of style. Look, when I was born, Damon was not nearly as prolific as it is now. I can thank Damon Bailey, the basketball player from IU. I can thank Damon Wayans, the most important Damon of them all in terms of cultural acceptance of Damon. Damon Stoudemire, I see you too, buddy. Mighty Mouse. When people would hear my name, Damon Bruce, and they would assume I was a black guy, thanks to the popularity of Damon Wayans, and I would always hate to disappoint him. Sorry.
Like, no.
Sorry. You thought you were adding some diversity to your show today. Just me. The power of a name is an important thing. I used to hate my name. I used to absolutely hate my name because people weren't familiar with it, and it was confused with Devin, Darren, Damien, and I did not like it. But then my name became more popular, and I didn't have to explain it every time. We were talking about this during the update, some of these vile people here on the PenskeAutoSales.com text line have, you know, said terrible things about Falcon's name. But they've also brought up a point that I was sharing with you. So you gave your son a name that he now has to live up to, and he might have to throw a punch or two on along the way of living up to that name. You know, he will be teased. He will be bullied over the "that stands out, it's definitely not like the others" types of names. They're going to make bird jokes at him.
Maybe.
That's going to happen.
Well,
but your kid just needs to grow up with personality, and he's got to have like a whole bunch of Falcon comebacks, like Millennium Falcon, below me. You know, like he's got to be able to be, you know, Falcon Crest, what?
You know? I mean, I think though, when you have a name, like Gianna was, I never knew a Gianna. I mean, it was no one had that name when I was a kid and growing up. And now little girls occasionally,
but
it's not very common.
Only one other girl I've ever known is a Gianna.
Yeah. And so I understand having a unique name, and I think it makes you who you are. And my kid's only 3, but he's got the personality to go with it. And I mean, that's, as a parent, okay, I'm good with that.
Yeah, well,
if he's got to stand up for himself and his identity, go right ahead.
I would have hated if I were a Dave Bruce.
Right, you're
sorry, Feldhaus. But, you know, seriously, like, I'm glad that now that I have a job where I do want my name, my brand to stick out just a little.
Right.
Damon Bruce sticks out just a little. It's not, you know,
a little more unique.
People ask me all the time, is that your real name? Did you make that up? Is that your on-air name? And your name is something? No, that's
who
it.
You are.
That's it.
I think a name is important. And if I was going to pronounce my son's name correctly, it'd be Falcon. And you might hear that more often as a first name in Mexico.
Right.
Than you would in the United States. But, you know, someone in the 916 doesn't obviously agree. But whatever.
So.
You be you, I be me. It's all good.
Yeah. Look, if you can choose your own sex these days, I'm pretty sure you can choose your own name. You know, it seems normal to me.
What's your middle name?
Matthew.
Okay.
Yours?
Marie.
Okay.
So if we hated our first names, then our middle, we could always just go with the middle name, like my...
I was standing in line to change my name to Matthew one day.
Really?
Literally at the DMV. I was tired of it. And like when I was two people away from the front of the line, my mom was with me. We were going.
You wanted to be Matthew Bruce?
I was that tired of people confusing my name with something that they got wrong. I just hated it, hated it, hated it. And then right when I got there, for whatever reason, I changed my mind. And I was like, you know what? Screw them.
Yeah, exactly.
Let them keep getting it wrong. This is me. This is who I am. It was weird. And then I decided to become a radio host right then and there. I'm me. I'm planting my
exactly.
flag. Damn it.
See? There you go.
Justin in Fairfield. You're on 95.7 The Game. What's going on, Justin?
Hey, what's up, D-Bruce?
What's up, man? How are you?
So, good, good. I got two kids. My son's 15. His name is Tiberius Trouble. And my daughter is Emerson Rain. And that was my wife's choosing. I wanted her to be Rain as the first name and Bo as the middle name. But my wife nixed that.
So you guys
love them.
So first of all, let's just establish you guys partied. You and your wife are cool.
yeah, we were I met you at the Super Bowl when it was here. I was the family and all the Dolphin stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I do remember a family of Dolphin clad fans at the Super Bowl. I do remember that. So those are, you know, you're rolling the dice with those names. I bet you get some funny looks sometimes.
Well, right after we had him, I'm not a Star Trek fan, but the T in Captain James T.
Tiberius.
Tiberius. I didn't know that. So one of the, I don't know, a nurse or something in the hospital, he read it and he's like, oh, what's the next kid's name? Spock. And I looked at him like, what are you talking about? And then it clicked. I figured it out, but I had no idea. So it definitely wasn't because of that.
Right. Well, that's the thing now. So you went with Tiberius and all these people think that you're a huge Star Trek fan now.
Yeah.
And that's just that's the choice you made. You got to research these things a little bit. But what do you call him? Ty? Ty for short? Is he Ty?
We call him Ty, and I always tell people his middle name's Trouble, and they look at me, and they're like, no, it's not. And I'm like, I have it tattooed on my chest if you want to see it. So
that's awesome, by the way. Trouble's a great middle name.
It is.
It's almost like Danger is my middle name.
Well, see, that was the thing. If my daughter was going to be a son, that was going to be Maximus Danger, so it would have been Max Danger on the second one, but turned out to be a girl, so.
Let me tell you, man, you party. There's no doubt about it.
I like them.
Justin in Fairfield parties. He's ready to party. He's ready to bring his kids and his kids' names to the party, too. Thank you very much for calling. You and your wife are cool people.
Very. Good job. Emerson Rain. That's a pretty name for a girl.
We got Dave Cavill on the phone? Or we were getting him on the phone. All right. Oh, fantastic. Then we're ready to go as soon as Dave is ready to go. Man, the Oakland A's were ready to go on opening day. It was just absolutely one of the best days of baseball I've seen at the Coliseum in a really, really long time. We are thrilled that Dave Cavill's got a little time for us today because I know he's still very busy with this whole season now up and underway. Dave, thanks for joining me. Good to have you on again, man. How are you?
Be on, guys.
It's great to have you here. Let's start with the obvious. Congratulations on an A-plus opening day.
Well, thank you so much. It was a great night to celebrate the community, Ricky Henderson, really make new history at the Coliseum.
Ken Korak did a great job emceeing, as we knew he would. Wonderful tribute to Bill King. And then there came Ricky, Dave. And I was standing on the field with you as that was happening. Let me tell you, man, now that you are the new sheriff in town, that guy is your most precious living natural resource. Ricky Henderson is Oakland.
He's amazing. I mean, him up there in front of everyone. I mean, I had chills. I don't know about you. Did you have chills?
Yes.
You did. Everybody did. It was incredible. It was incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, he misquoted God, then he popped his collar. It was incredible.
You don't see that every day, David. You don't see that every day.
You really, really don't. It really was a triumphant day, I thought, for the organization. It needed it. The city needed it. The Rooted in Oakland campaign is resonating with people. You guys absolutely hit the bullseye when you chose that to be your season slogan. Share with us a personal story that someone shared with you that might have made you blush a little bit about opening day. You know, you had yourself a coming out party there, and it started really at Fan Fest, which was the best in years, and
yep.
and it just keeps roaring, man. What is some of the feedback that's meant the most to you since you're such a feedback guy?
Well, you know, I got to tell you, Dave Stewart on the field with him when Ricky was walking out, and him turning to me and just saying, "Wow, what a moment." And, you know, he and myself were both kind of emotional at that time. That was as special as it gets, you know, to have someone like that who's such an iron-faced competitor, you know, realize the gravity of the moment, to see his great friend Ricky being honored here by the community, by the club. I think that was the highlight. That was just really a moving thing. And, you know, then just walking the concourse and fans coming up to me and thanking me and just all the excitement and vibe that we had at the stadium. It was like we just won the World Series. People were so happy about the team being here and its commitment to the community. And I think we're just going to have a fantastic season. And our new direction that we have is obviously resonating with our fans.
It is. And it's genuine. You can feel it. You know, it's one thing to market it, and it's another for people to buy into that marketing. And people have bought into this, and I'm happy for you. Dave Cavill, who is the Oakland A's and San Jose Earthquakes president, joining us here on 95.7 The Game. Have any of the players expressed to you the positive, different feeling and atmosphere that is around the team this year?
Yeah, you know, I talked to our starting pitcher, Kendall Graveman, who had a great outing on opening night. We talked Tuesday morning, just, you know, when we got in, and we were just reminiscing about the energy in the building and, you know, the difference over the last, you know, couple seasons. And, you know, everyone was so excited about it. And so, you know, I think the players are feeling it. I mean, keep in mind, they stood out there on the field and saw Ricky speak with the fans behind them. That makes an impact on our players. And so I see that with all the guys, and hopefully it'll help with our performance on the field.
Are you thinking about sending a memo to every player on the team saying, Chris Davis's socks are awesome, you should all wear your socks like that? What are we doing? Socks for everyone?
I have to tell you, I love it. That's what baseball's all about, the stirrups, pulling them up. His socks are awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got such a great flair to him. That is something I think is really special and makes the game so great.
You know, the Giants, they got their Orange Fridays. What about Stirrup Saturdays? You bring back the old gold sanitaries
nice.
With the green stirrups? Oh,
that's off the hook, man. We got to look into that.
That's sexy. Look into that. Hey, if are you still taking suggestions? Are you still taking suggestions?
Every day.
Not
every
for
day. I had two or three people in today. You know, just talking about different things we could do and ideas to enhance the kids' zone. We've already done some stuff. We're going to do more. You know, the best ideas come from the fans and the community. And there's just more and more things we're going to continue to improve here at the Coliseum.
It feels like you've already taken a lot of the suggestions. I have one more. May I give you a suggestion?
I want to hear. What do we got?
So, look, the one sore spot of the stadium for me is always going to be the tarps. And I know that they stay, they can't come off. And I know it would be tough to paint murals on them or order new pretty ones. How about this, though? Why not let fans hang banners from around the ring of the upper deck? You open it for about an hour at the start of every home stand. You put up your banner. The banner stays for the duration of the home stand. Let fans hang a little art in the least utilized part of the stadium.
Damon, I think it's a great idea. It's like TIFO in soccer. You know what they do at the soccer games. And I think that'd be a really cool way to personalize the stadium and make it more Oakland-centric. And yeah, let me talk to my team. I think you might be onto something there.
Sweet! Sweet!
I think it was like office hours right now on the phone.
This is good. By the way, you really have lived up to the My Doors Open, come on in and talk to me reputation that you were looking to establish. And look, I didn't know if that was early tenure window dressing or a sincere community outreach. Everyone that I've spoken with saying that you had office hours to 5 o'clock but left at 9 p.m. says that this is sincere. This is not a strong break from the gates and you're going to peter out somewhere around the three-quarter pole.
No, and you know, I have to tell you, it's been some of the best times in running the club is meeting with the fans and getting their thoughts on things. And even when you hear something that's not working, to be able to react and come up with a plan and solve it is something that I enjoy doing. And we're going to continue doing that. That's part of who we are here with the A's.
Dave Cavill, who is the A's president and president of the San Jose Earthquakes as well. But forget about soccer. You're on to Major League Baseball now. You're playing with the big boys now here, Dave. sorry, I've never been a soccer guy.
It's okay. I might be able to convert you.
Good luck. Since we last spoke, Mark Davis made a choice to move, and with the Warriors about to leave that well as well, that property is about to be all yours. As your very public search for a new stadium site continues, does the new reality of the property change the way you see it? Do you look at the Coliseum property a little bit differently now that you have conclusion here on the Raiders?
Well, I mean, I think we've always viewed it as a viable site and one that has great transportation and that can be really a great location for our ballpark. And so it's one of our finalists, as you know. It probably speeds up the ability to actually execute a plan here because there's no one else encumbering it. But, you know, for us, it's just working through the process, weighing the pros and cons of every site, meeting with all the stakeholders, and making sure when we make that announcement this year, it's with the full support of the community. It's not just us, our decision, but it's the community's decision. And I think that will guarantee our long-term success with the project.
Through no unspoken terms, the line that Mark Davis tried to draw between him and Libby Schaft was a very uncooperative line. He tried to make that point. As you're dealing with Madam Mayor, how is your cooperation level with her?
Oh, it's fantastic. You know, she's been such a supporter of what we're doing. I think we have a shared vision for just a fantastic city with the A's as a key part of it. And we appreciate everything that she does day in, day out to support our efforts on the new ballpark.
Does she have a fantastic downtown vision?
You know, I think for her, it's obviously the key is that the A's are in Oakland. And I think there are pros and cons to both sites. I think everyone wants a ballpark village. I think that concept is so powerful. That's what really creates something special beyond just the game. It creates part of really the fabric of a neighborhood that you see at Fenway, at Wrigley. And that's what we want to create, whether it's here at the Coliseum or the locations adjacent to downtown.
As much as I appreciate that, it's hard to duplicate the Wrigley Field neighborhood. It's hard to duplicate Yawkey Way. It really, really is. I think that starting a ballpark, looking at the outside influence in is the wrong, like, it's all about the ballpark. The park is all that matters. All that stuff that pops up around it is going to happen. I mean, I know you want your piece of it, and you want your slice of the business there, but, like, to me, that's the only thing that you've ever said that I think you might have a little backwards in terms of what I care about, what baseball fans care about.
Yeah, well, and you know, I think people have different views on that. You know, obviously, for us, we think they're really intertwined.
Okay.
And we really think that the neighborhood around it and the feel you get when you approach one of these ballparks is important, and it adds to the ambiance. And we might even be able to build a ballpark that has streets that are kind of incorporated into the footprint. You know, think like Yawkey Way, think like, you know, Utah Street in Baltimore. That's a really kind of forward-thinking idea, leveraging some of these great retro concepts to build a great ballpark. And so those are the kind of things we're looking at, and I think all the sites could support that, and I think that's what's so cool about the project.
Tell me about selling Dennis Eckersley an assistant job to you.
Well, I mean, I think more and more I'm seeing that the entire – you know, Athletics Nation and all the historic players who've been with us, people are excited about where we're going in this community and want to support our success. And we're just trying to put the band back together and get all the great people together to make sure we're successful with the stadium and then also just with our efforts on and off the field. So that's something that, you know, obviously I'm thrilled to have him involved, and I think he can be someone who can help us in a lot of different ways.
Is he still doing Red Sox games?
Oh, yeah. That's his primary thing, but, you know, obviously, you know, we want to work with him and get his perspective and thoughts on the ballpark and where it should go and with community events. And there's just so many different ways that we can partner for success.
And you bring in Jose Canseco, too. By the way, I believe you already owe NBC California a new desk, correct?
I do, but we'll work on that. I know some people who can help me out with that, you know.
Well, I tell you, man, there aren't too many How about this? Your presidency is the only one that I'm sure has gotten off on the right foot in the last 4 or 5 months. So
I appreciate that, Dave. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Keep it up, Dave. Whatever we can do to help your vision for this team become realized, if you ever need an outlet to talk with or to fans, please think of this show first. We are such a fan of you and what you're doing. You are the breath of fresh air that is not only helping the A's turn that corner, but also maybe blowing the clouds out, which makes it sunnier, which, as we learned from Klay Thompson last night, is the source of his powers. More sun, Klay Thompson shoots better. So maybe you're responsible for a little Warriors success as well.
Hey, who knows? All I know is that we're taking it day by day, and we feel the energy from the community, and we're really excited about it, and we can't thank you enough, Damon, for the support as well.
I can feel it's authentic and real, man. I really can. I'm very impressed. Dave, thank you so much, and best of luck.
Take care, guys.
Thank you, Dave Cavill. Here on 95.7 The Game, he is the new president of the Oakland A's, and a new day is dawned. I mean, there's just no doubt about it in my mind. I know authentic. I think I know what the song and dance looks like. I've seen it from a lot of Bay Area owners. I've seen certain tenures get underway on the wrong foot or the right foot, and things change. And look, we will absolutely be able to gauge their new stadium sincerity as soon as a new stadium is or isn't built. You know, I am a big believer in enough about the labor pain, show me the baby.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy and what he's done since he has arrived, there's no doubt there's a new sheriff in town, and there's a new way of looking at things and doing business. And he's got a list of why can't we, not a list of here's why we can't.
Yeah.
And that is where it all starts. That's where your business culture starts to change a little bit. From the text line, Damon, I've been sitting in my home driveway because Dave Cavill is impossible to turn off. God, that guy is good. Damon, loved the Dave Cavill interview. I got mad respect to that guy. Tone in San Leandro. All I know is I love being able to bark to the game, says one person. Look, they know that. There is no doubt that wherever the ballpark goes, Bart's going to go close to it. I'm excited. I'm excited. I know what authentic enthusiasm looks like, and I know what simulated enthusiasm looks like. I've covered a lot of simulated enthusiasm owners in my day, and this guy, not as an owner, but as the team president,
yeah,
is going to set more of an ownership tone than any owner of the A's has in a very, very long time. Hey, we're talking about names, unique names standing out. Here's one, Idris in Hayward. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's up, Damon? I was just about to say, you know what? Since I've been calling in, I've had almost all my friends say, isn't that the same Idris that's calling into one of, I'm like, man, yeah, 95.7 The Game, that's me. But I did want to call about Curry. He stepped his defense up. He's going to the paint along with his threes. Last year, they exploited his defense. This year, I feel real good. Thanks for accepting me on your show. As usual, love you guys.
Always good to have you, man. Thanks so much. And thanks to John Schumann, Dave Cavill, Susan Slusser for joining us today. Very good stuff.
Oakland Park and Recreations.
Thanks to the Oakland Park and Recreations for sure. Thank you, Gianna. We're going to be back tomorrow after A's baseball, but we're actually not going anywhere right now. Stick around. Kerry Keating about to join me for Warriors warm-up. It's next on 95.7 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.